Okay. So notice the contact that you're making with the floor now. What parts of yourself surrender to the floor? Just scan and feel those areas of greatest comfort and ease as you're resting here. Bring your attention to the way that your pelvis is lying on the floor. And notice the left side of the pelvis and then the right. And see, are both sides taking equal support from the floor? Or does one side feel a little more relaxed and comfortable than the other? And just notice the differences without judging or trying to change anything, just gently noticing and accepting that all bodies are asymmetrical. Now bring your attention to how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. And once again, compare right to left. If you were to draw the shape of the right shoulder blade on the floor, what part of the shoulder blade is making contact with the floor, and what would that shape look like? And then with your kinesthetic eye, good morning. Trace out the shape of the left shoulder blade. And then compare left to right. Which shoulder blade makes a bigger impression on the floor? Is one shoulder blade a little closer to your ear than the other? Perhaps one shoulder blade is resting a little closer to your spine. Just easy, gently notice any similarities and differences. And now roll your head side to side and notice which side you went to first. Which is your preferred side? And roll your head very gently, only in the easy, comfortable range of motion. So don't go to your limit. And just gently rolling the head side to side many times. And then choose that side, come back to center. And choose the side that you went to first, your preferred side. And very gently roll your head only to that side and come back to center. Just a few times, very slowly, so you feel each degree in that arc of movement. Just over to the side and back to center. And notice how you do it. If you use your nose as a guide, as you roll your head to the side, does your nose trace an arc from the ceiling to the side wall? Or perhaps the arc of your movement goes more from forward towards the ceiling and down towards your shoulder on that side. So what's your trajectory? Very slowly, not going to your limit. So do less and go slowly. And come back to center. And notice as you do this, are you breathing? Allow your jaw to be soft. And just tracing that, the shape of that movement. And now the next time you come back to center, move to the other side. Your second choice. Very slowly. And notice how you do that. What's different? Why is this side your second choice? And if you're going to the point where you feel strain in your neck, then you're going too far. So just begin the movement, just enough to know that you're going in the other direction. And once again, notice, what pathway does your nose follow? And how is that different from your preferred side? Go very slowly so you can understand. And now come back to center, stop in center, and then once again, roll your head to your preferred side, but listen, before you start, you're going to roll your head towards your preferred side as if you were rolling it towards your second choice. So introduce in that rolling to the preferred side whatever the restriction or inabilities were on your second choice. So perhaps it was a little tightening of the neck. Perhaps the jaw wasn't as free. Maybe you felt it in the shoulder. Just whatever it is, whatever details you gathered from examining how you rolled your neck to the second choice, do that now on this side. So reproduce that very slowly, as if it would take you all day to just roll the head to that side, reproducing the pattern of your second choice. Very slowly introducing whatever restriction or inhibition made that side your second choice. Breathing easily. Whenever you need to, if you're uncomfortable with your legs straight, you can bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. So if your back's getting uncomfortable, just bend up your knees and bring your feet to standing as you continue. A couple more times, rolling your head to your preferred side as if it were your second choice. And the next time you're in center, just rest your head in center. Touch in with your breath. And now, once again, roll your head to the side of your second choice. And notice, has that changed? Has introducing the restriction on the non-restricted side freed up your second choice? And then very gently roll your head side to side a couple times. And notice any difference in your range of motion and your ease of movement, your comfort and joy as you roll your head. And then bring that to a stop. Just let everything rest for a moment. And now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And in this situation, arms down by your side, palms to the floor if you can. In this situation, just begin the movement of lifting your pelvis in the air. So you're going to roll the pelvis up towards your chin and very gently push through the feet to lift the pelvis. And then lower it. And notice how you do it. What's the weight of the movement? Just a little bit. Not the pelvis barely comes off the floor. It's as if I could only put a leaf underneath you. Just taking time to notice how you do it and how light or heavy that movement is right now. That's right. And notice your breath. Excuse me. And now stop in the middle. And bring your right foot a little closer to your buttocks. We'll all cough. Bring the right foot a little closer to the buttocks and the left foot a little further away. So your feet are staggered. Your feet are staggered just a little bit as if you're going to step. That's right. And now in this situation, once again, lift the pelvis. Just lift the pelvis and lower it. Marcia, I'm going to give you this for your hand. That would be a better situation for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. There you go. So lift the pelvis and lower it with your feet staggered. And notice how you do it. Which hip leaves the floor first? Can you tell in this staggered asymmetrical position? And how are you breathing? Do you breathe in as you lift the pelvis or do you breathe out? Notice what you do. And now let go of that and switch the position of the feet so that the left foot comes closer to the pelvis and the right foot a little farther away. And just a little bit. So everybody can maybe bring their feet a little closer together, not so big a stagger. That's right. That's better. And now in this situation, with the left foot forward, lift the pelvis again. That's right. Yeah?
There's two ways to lift the pelvis, right? It's like rolling back on the coccyx and then two smaller back, or then just lifting.
Yeah, the rolling. You want to do the rolling. Yeah, you're not just lifting like a board up in the air, but you're rolling to lift. And notice, does it work better for you on this side with this staggering of the feet? And do it. Keep doing the movement several times and notice which hip leaves the floor first. Which hip is easier to lift? So now one more time, just to check in, reverse the position of the feet. So bring the right foot a little closer to the buttocks. That's right. And the left foot a little forward. And once again, lift the pelvis. And just compare which would be your preferred side, with the left foot forward or the right. Lift the pelvis and take a breath and then slowly roll it back down. And have a clear sense of which way you prefer to do this. Which foot is your better lead foot? And then lengthen your legs and rest. That's right. Sense yourself in resting now. How's your pelvis resting on the floor? Is it any different from when we started class? Now very slowly, gently roll onto your side and come to sit.
Roll on what?
Roll and come to sit. And everybody has a towel. So take your towel and fold it in half, and then fold it in half again. So you have a rectangle. And then roll that rectangle up into a tight little roll. So it's about 8 inches by 3 inches. And you may need to adjust it, but we'll start this way. All right? Okay, is your towel quartered? Did you quarter your towel? One more fold.
Excuse me, is that a small?
I think that may be too thick for you, Eleanor. So let's do it again. We're going to open our towels, and fold them once, and then fold them twice, right? And then roll them the long way, just like that. Okay, so you don't have such a, it's about a 3-inch roll. Yeah, that was right?
No, you're right.
There you go, that's it, and then roll the long way. That looks good. That's it, that's perfect. You got it, Joe, Michael, Alex? Okay, good. All right, so now lie back down. Bend your knees. Lie down and bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. And choose the side that was your preferred side. So it was either the right foot forward or the left foot forward. And lift your hip on that side gently, roll to your side, and place the roller underneath that hip. So you're just supporting one side of the pelvis. The roller's kind of long, and it supports the low back and that side of the hip. That's right. That's nice, Marcia. You got it. That's it, Doris. That's good, Carl. Eleanor, you might want to rotate your roller so that it's lengthwise towards your feet. So you're only supporting... That's right. And bring it up a little closer towards the small of your back. There you go. Okay. Alex, do you have it? Yeah, you want to put it like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Yeah, up and down. So that whole side of the pelvis is lifted, and you're lying in a little slant. So just put your hands by your side. Bring your feet so that they're even and hip-width apart. So the heels are on the same line, and the feet and the knees are hip-width apart. So the shoulders and the hips and the knees and the feet all line up. That's right. And just take a moment to settle in to that feeling of being on a slant. You okay, Eleanor?
No.
It hurts? Well, don't do it. Let's make the roll less.
Swallow it like that.
Okay, so here. Then you will just do this. And try it this way, right here. Is that okay? Yeah? Let's just, you really want to take your time to make yourself comfortable. Better? No? No? Okay, so maybe this. All the way up, try that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you feel any kind of slant? Just a little slant.
Yeah.
That's all you need is a little. Just the suggestion.
Yeah.
The suggestion of being asymmetrical is enough. You don't want to be uncomfortable. Okay, good. All right. Now notice your breath. And now place your hands on your groin, so that place where the crease in your leg happens, and put your thumbs to the inside and your fingers to the outside. So it's like you're cupping your thighs. Your thumbs face inward towards your knees and your fingers are pointed outwards. That's right. Okay. And now in this situation, you can use your hands to help you. And what you're going to do is you're going to lift the hip that's not supported up to the level of the hip that is supported. So you can push through the foot a little bit and lift that unsupported hip up to the level of the raised hip. And take a breath there and then lower it. Okay, and many times using your fingers, you can get your fingers kind of on your greater trochanter, that bone on the side of your leg that comes out. That's right. And on the unsupported side, you can just give that a little bit of a lift to help you just raise the lower lip up to the hip up to the level of the supported hip. That's right, very gently. And notice as you do that, how your body accepts the increased pressure on the roller. How can your body take support from the roller as if the roller is now your new ground? So gently lift the hip, the knees stay forward towards the ceiling. So adjust the width of your feet if you have to. And lift that hip and lower it. You lift so the hips are level for a moment, you take a breath, and then you lower it. Several times, and each time as you go up, notice, can you feel different places on the supported hip getting in contact? So you push a little bit and you might feel it moving into your low back, the small of your back where the support is. Just really giving that hip an opportunity in this asymmetrical situation to experience some more options for being supported. That's right. Check in with your jaw. Is your jaw loose and soft as you do the movement? And just as you move, just gather up information about how you move the hip upward. When you do it, do you move the pelvis straight forward towards the ceiling? Or do you roll the pelvis a little bit? Notice how you do it. And don't go too high. Don't go any higher with that unsupported leg than the support. So you're bringing the pelvis level each time. That's right. Now leave that and slowly roll to the side that's not supported and pull the roller out downward towards your feet. That's right. And just lie flat on the floor and rest. You can lengthen your legs if that's comfortable. And notice how you're resting now. How is each hip lying differently? What was the experience of being on the roller teaching the hip that was supported? How do you feel that hip now? And bend your knees and bring both feet to standing. And once again, roll to your side and place the roller under the same hip. And take your time to position it, maybe in a new position. Maybe you learned something from the last time. Place it in a way that it feels most comfortable and supportive to you. So maybe you want to bring it up a little closer to the small of your back. Maybe you want to angle it in a little bit or out a little bit. Just place it in a new way to give you good support. And Alex, you want to support the pelvis, not that's right, not the back. Okay. Now, once again, begin to lift. Okay, let's check in. Make sure that your feet are even and hip-width apart. That's right. Knees are forward towards the ceiling. That's good. Okay, now, begin to lift the unsupported hip up, and when you land it forward a little farther away from your pelvis. So it's as if you're taking a step forward with that hip. So you lift it, and when you place it down on the floor, you place it a little closer to that foot. That's right. And then lift it up and bring it back to neutral. Bring it back to center. And do that several times, lifting that hip and walking it a little bit forward. Just enough that you know it's moving forward. I don't have to see any sense of it coming forward. But you have to sense what it requires in your hip, and in your spine and in your ribs to take that little step forward and then back. And do it slowly. That's right, several times. When do you breathe? Do you breathe in as you lift the hip forward, or do you breathe out? And just lift the hip and roll it forward as if you're stepping forward, and then lift it and roll it back to neutral. And feel any movement in your ribs, any change in the pressure of your shoulder blades on the floor. Notice as you move that hip forward, that side gets a little bit longer. So when the hip is landed forward, notice that, appreciate that length, and then move the hip back to neutral. And take rests when you need them. And now the next time that the hip is in neutral, when you lift it, land it a little bit closer to your buttocks. So this is if you're stepping backwards with the hip, okay? So walk that hip a little bit closer to your buttocks and then come back to neutral. So you lift the hip and you walk it closer to your buttocks, that's right, and then you lift it again.
Closer to what?
Closer to the buttocks.
Hip, buttock, what's the difference? I don't get it.
Well, you move it further away from your foot.
You mean this way?
No, I mean up towards your chin.
Oh, up toward my shoulder.
Yeah, right, towards your shoulder, like you're stepping backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense now?
Well, yeah, closer to the shoulder makes sense.
Okay, good. So you're moving the hip backwards, as if you're stepping backwards. And do that several times really easily. So if the movement feels jerky, you're doing too much. And if you can't do less physically, then just imagine it. Do it once to get the sense of how you do it, and then imagine doing it smoothly, keeping the breath free and easy and the jaw soft. Noticing the translation of that movement into your torso. That's nice. Okay, and now the next time you're in center, once land the hip forward. So you lift the hip and you land it forward, toward closer to your foot, like you're stepping forward. And then you lift it up and you land it back, like you're stepping back. So do a little bit of walking with that hip. Once forward, once back. That's right, slow and easy, keeping your knees towards the ceiling. So the knees do not have to roll. If the knees are rolling, make a smaller movement. Lift the hip and walk it forward, and lift the hip and walk it back. And notice what's happening with the hip on the roller.
Is it forward that way?
Oh, towards your heel.
Well, that's down.
Okay, move it down. Thank you, Carl.
Down and up.
Down and up. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, you're going to get my language straight. Down and up. That's right. So the hip goes down towards your heel, and then the hip goes up towards your shoulder. That's right. Walking that hip. And noticing what's happening to the hip that's supported on the roller. Notice how the movement of walking the hip shifts the hip that's on the roller. And you get a different kind of pressure and sensation each time you move the hip. That's right. And then leave it alone and lengthen your legs and rest.
Put the towel in place.
Once you're down, you can roll and take the towel out. Roll off the towel, bringing it towards your feet. Alex, you can roll off your support now. And now here in resting, just check in. Have you been doing too big a movement? And if you have, just accept that that's what you've been doing and that's how you've been doing it, and that you can do less. That really these lessons are not about the movement. They're about your awareness of how you move. So you can't set up a good situation for learning if you're straining. It's counterproductive. It's the way we've been trained in our culture, but it really is counterproductive. So just lie there and notice how you're resting now. How the hip that was supported by the roller takes support from the floor. And how the hip that was doing the work feels on the floor. Notice what's different from you. And check in with your breath. And gently roll your head left and right. Roll the head and notice how that's coming along. And notice what your pace of slow is. Is your slow the slow on the windshield wipers where the blades only move once a minute? Or is your slow that pace where they move every 3 seconds? What's slow for you? And can you slow it down? Without straining, just easy, comfortable. Allow yourself to feel comfort. Okay, and leave that alone and just rest for a moment, doing nothing but feeling your breath and the support your body's taking from the floor. And then bend your knees and bring both feet to standing. And put your roller back in place. And take time to adjust the height of the roller and the placement of the roller. So that you, the same side. This is a one-sided day. Same side. And put it in a place where you can feel support. where you can get some new information from the roller. And just once again, take a moment and settle into this slanted position. How's it feeling now that we've been doing it for a while to be asymmetrical like this? Just rest. And now, take the arm on the side that's supported by the roller and bring it up above your head. Just at about a 45 degree angle, very comfortable placement where it can rest on the floor easily. That's right. Okay, and now in this situation with one armed rest, the elbow bent so you're comfortable. Both feet are bent, both knees are standing. That's right, both knees are standing. Now in this situation, and you can use the other hand if you want to help lift the pelvis up so that it's equal with the supported hip. So you're going to push through the foot a little bit and lift the unsupported side of the pelvis up so that it's equal to the supported side, and then lower it. Just like we did in the beginning, but now the arm is raised. So you slowly push through the foot and lift that unsupported side of the pelvis up and lower it back down very slowly. And notice what happens in the arm. What happens in that raised arm? Can you feel that movement of lifting the hip translating up through your torso, and the raised arm gets a little bit longer? Just feel that movement. Feel how this lifting of the hip can be an integrated movement through the spine up to that raised arm. That's right. You push a little through the foot. You use the hand to help you raise that side of the pelvis up and lengthen the arm, and then reverse the movement and lower the hip back down. So next time you lift the hip, just consciously lengthen that arm on the floor. So lift the hip, and as you lift the hip, lengthen the arm towards the wall behind you. That's right. Lift the hip, and the pelvis rolls a little bit, and the arm lengthens. And then lower it. And notice, are you holding your breath as you do that? Yeah, you don't need to. Isn't it interesting when we do something new, we decide to hold our breath? So don't hold your breath. Just think it through. Think it through. I'm going to push a little bit through my foot. I'm going to raise my hip. My pelvis is going to roll a little bit. I'm going to notice it in the opposite shoulder blade. And that arm is going to lengthen a little bit behind me on the floor. And then I'm going to lower the hip back down to the floor. And I'm just going to begin to appreciate that integrated movement through my entire self. And notice what your head does. Allow your head to be free to respond to the movement. So as you lift the hip and lengthen the opposing arm, which way would your head want to roll? Try it this time. Try as you lift the hip and lengthen the arm to look away from the hand. Look in the opposite direction. That's right. And then come back to neutral. That's right. So a couple more times, feeling for yourself how that movement can move through your entire body. That's nice, Doris. lift the hip. And it's as if you're looking over that other shoulder towards the foot of the hip that's lifting. And then come back to neutral.
That's right.
Allow your breath to be free and your jaw to be soft. There you go, that's good. Ah, there, nicer, huh? And then reverse it. Just a little bit, just to feel that linkage. That's nice. There you go. Okay, and leave that in rest. Lengthen your legs, bring your arms slowly down to your side and roll off the roller.
Then are you going to swaddle us in a blanket?
Whenever you need it. Okay. Just notice yourself in lying now. Can you be comfortable here? How are the hips resting now? Eleanor, you can take your support out. That's right. And just lie flat. That's right, all the way out. Notice your breath.
Torso feels longer.
Longer, that's nice. So now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And just slowly, gently lift the pelvis and lower it. Just like we did in the beginning. Feel that. Lift the pelvis, lower it down to the floor. Keep the breath easy. The pubic bone rolls up towards your chin. And how is this different? Is the movement any lighter than when we started? And now leave that. And stagger your feet. So bring your right foot backwards towards your buttocks and your left foot forward a little.
Up.
Up and down. And not too much. Just a little bit. So, Marcia, bring your feet closer together. That's right. Okay, now in this situation, lift the pelvis and lower it. Just like we did at the beginning of class. And notice any difference. Has anything changed from the work on the roller? Several times, slowly noticing which hip you lift first, how the movement spreads through your entire self. You get a little bit longer when you lift, a little bit shorter as you lower. And now switch the legs. So the left leg comes up and the right leg goes down. And once again, lift and lower the pelvis. Just the beginning of the movement to clarify what's required. How does your head respond as you lift the pelvis? Which direction does your chin go in? Does it go towards your chest or away from your chest? And as you lower the pelvis, all right, leave that alone and lengthen your legs and rest. Well, now here's something interesting to think about. we do these movement sequences and we open ourselves up to new options for moving in different ways and different directions. And then when we stop moving, we may have this impulse to tighten or stretch or do something that throws us right back into our habitual patterns and habits of moving. So if during the lesson when we come to rest or after the lesson when we come to stand, if you can be aware of that impulse and not act on it, just for a moment, allow yourself to accept the new organization without doing something habitual that will send you right back into your old ways of moving, then you may give yourself the opportunity to allow the lesson to consolidate within your nervous system and accept that new organization. So now roll your head left and right a couple times and notice how that's coming along. Go very slowly and notice, are the left side and the right side moving in different ways? And leave that alone. And now bend your knees and bring both feet to standing. And then bring your left knee up over your chest and then your right knee. So both knees are resting over your chest. Both knees rest over the chest. They're just hanging over your chest. That's right. And now spread your knees apart. Spread the knees wide and bring your hands inside between your knees and grab a hold of the cuffs or of your pants or your ankles from the inside so that you're grabbing behind the legs from the inside, grabbing the cuffs.
Oh, the cuffs.
Yeah, holding on to the cuffs. Don't. So you're not straining. That's right. You're just holding on from the inside. The knees are spread wide. And now in this situation, just begin to roll as a block, a little bit to the right. So you're rolling over your spine a little bit to the right, the left side of the pelvis and the left shoulder lift together and the head rolls a little. And then come back through center and roll a little bit to the left. I got my directions mixed. And go very slowly. Very slowly, and keep your knees pointed between, I'm sorry, keep your nose pointed between your legs. That's right. And you're just feeling rolling over your spine. So it's very slow feeling. I'm rolling over the left side of my spine, and then I'm rolling right through the middle and rolling over to the right side of my spine.
Babies do this,
and it's very slow. So see if you can do it without using momentum to get you over. That's right, and allow the head to roll freely. That's right, and you're just noticing as you do it, you're bringing your awareness to your spine. Okay? As you roll to the left, the whole right side, the right hip and the right shoulder leave the floor a little bit. And then as you roll to the right, the left hip and left shoulder leave the floor a little bit. That's right. It's a blocky movement. Just do it a couple more times at your leisure, insisting on comfort. That's right. Nice, easy, playful rolling, baby rolling, joyful rolling. Can you smile as you roll? Can you breathe easily? Rolling's very natural, primal movement. That's right. Just rolling over the spine, left and right. Enjoying yourself. And when you're done with that, take your time, lengthen your legs and rest. Avoid that impulse to do something habitual. It's not easy to do.
It's not easy to stop.
Yeah. Rolling's a very good thing to do. Notice how you're lying now. What's changed? What's shifted in you? Now bend both knees and bring both feet to standing. And just once, think it through and then do it. Just once, lift the pelvis and lower it. Only once. And think it through completely. What are you going to do? You're going to push a little bit through the feet. That pressure from the feet are going to allow the pelvis to roll and lighten its contact on the floor. The pubic bone's going to move up towards the chin. The chin's going to move a little bit away from the chest, and you'll feel a length in your spine. Think it all through. Feel every detail of the movement. How easy and integrated that action is. And then when you have a clear sense of it, then just do it once. Do it once very slowly, very comfortably. Lift the pelvis off the floor once. Feel the movement up your spine, the changing contact of the spine with the floor as you lift the pelvis, and then lower it. And when you've done that once, and you feel satisfied, roll to your side and come to sit. And then move from sitting to standing, roll to stand. Come up to stand. That's right, rolling very easily. Twirling up if you can. Nice. And then feel yourself in standing. Feel the weight on your feet. Feel your alignment. How are you stacking up over your pelvis and up to your head?
Nicely.
Nicely, yeah. And be soft in yourself. And now very gently, have your feet about hip width apart so you feel nice support. That's right. And just shift your weight side to side. Shift the weight to one foot and the other. And notice, which side did you shift to? Was it the same side that you rolled your head to? Or was it different?
Different.
Just notice what your preferred way of shifting is. And keep both feet on the floor. Just roll to the outside edge of one foot, back through center, to the outside edge of the other. Notice where you look. And now make it a smaller movement. Move less to one side and the other, and very gradually make the movement of shifting side to side smaller and smaller till there's no movement anymore and you're standing in your center. So you shift left and right, And then a little bit less left and a little bit less right until there's no room for shifting left and you just are at that point of your balanced center. And when you're there, appreciate that balance in your system. Notice your breath. Soften your jaw. Allow your lips to curl up. And just take it into a walk. Just walk around the room. And now we only did this lesson on one side. And we did it on your preferred side. So, for homework, you can do the lesson on the other side, supporting the other side, or you can continue on experimenting with a one-sidedness and see how that works. And it's very nice that when you do this at home, if you do a one-sided lesson for yourself again, always to do that little bit of rolling that we did at the end. That little bit of symmetrical rolling of the spine, just to let yourself balance out. Okay, thank you.